that's how they kill you. You have to allow twos, not allow threes, and you have to make sure that every shot they take is a contested shot, but Michigan has done that before.
Former UCLA football coach Jim Mora reiterated his opinion that USC quarterback Sam Darnold is a better fit for the Browns. With the first overall pick in the NFL draft than his former Bruins QB Josh Rosen, Mora told Sports Illustrated he believes Rosen's a franchise changer, but also described him as a millennial who can get bored easily if you don't challenge him intellectually. Baseball, the Astros will unveil their World Series championship banner before tonight's home opener against the Orioles. Coverage in an hour on ESPN TV and the ESPN app.
The only thing saving me from our April snow is that the NFL draft is so close. 23 days away to be exact. Plus, the Masters starts in 2 days, and in 12 days, National Glazed Spiral Ham Day. More Golden Wingo Tuesday, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN News.
Welcome to...
Just about the time Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, a romantic notion was blooming in 1940s America. The idea that a diamond, like love itself, is precious and lasting. More than ever before, proposals began including twinkling rings and velvet-lined Hertin and Stocker boxes. Decades of engagements and countless shimmering rings later, happy, nervous hands are still accepting these promises of always from Hertin and Stocker. The designs are always modern and fresh, but the service is still as exceptional as it was in those very early days. Perhaps that rare blend of past and present is the reason Hertin and Stocker has been voted best jewelry store in Iowa City 8 years running. Stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Have you been to the Fieldhouse lately? Yeah, the Fieldhouse. You know, the one and only Hawkeye Bar in Cedar Rapids. The sports bar where the food never takes second place. The famous happy hour that everybody loves. That's the one, the Fieldhouse. Bring your buddies for lunch this week. Stop in and grab a table or order online at fieldhouse1stav.com. Give your lunch hour a shot of black and gold pride at the Fieldhouse on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm John Schriffen with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Los Angeles Chargers have signed quarterback Geno Smith to a one-year deal. Smith spent last season with the New York Giants backing up Eli Manning. He'll now back up 36-year-old Philip Rivers. Hall of Famer Jim Kelly is recovering from surgery to treat the recurrence of cancer in his jaw. On Sunday, Kelly sent an update via the Bills' Twitter. It said, "Happy Easter to everyone. Thanks for prayers. Love you all." Tom Brady posted a Photoshop pic on Instagram of his head on a Michigan basketball player's body to inspire his alma mater on Saturday. It worked. Michigan beat Loyola Chicago to advance to the NCAA championship game Monday night versus Villanova. Todd Gurley, Ezekiel Elliott, and A.J. Green were just a few of the NFL players that took part in a celebrity flag football game Sunday in Georgia. The event was hosted by rapper Quavo of Migos, Falcons receiver Julio Jones captained and coached one of the teams, while artist 2 Chainz coached the other. Team Julio won the game in overtime. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
It's no secret around here. I like things my way. My way keeps our customers happy. My way keeps us on budget. My way keeps this place running. And my way means ordering from Grainger. They've got what we need when we need it. With simplified checkout, dedicated customer reps, and knowledgeable product experts, I can order online, on the phone, or at a branch the way I like it. My way. When it comes to effortless ordering, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Napa Know How.
Time to start adding to your bucket list. No, not the skydiving meet your idol bucket list, the Napa bucket list. Because now when you buy a Napa bucket for $2.99, you'll get 20% off items you can fit inside. Minimum $50 purchase. So live a little and save a lot with the Napa bucket and 20% off. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Exclusions apply. Offer expires 4/30/18.
Back to the Todd Bromelcam Show right here on KGYM.
You got to stop thinking so negative, son.
I'll stop when Kyle Schwarber stops getting thrown out trying to steal against a good defensive catcher like Tucker Barnhart. Yeah, no, I'm not worried. It's only 4.5 games into the season yet. Too early to push the panic button. Welcome in hour number two of the Todd Bromelcamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming your way on all three KGYM frequencies, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, and 107.5 FM right here in Cedar Rapids, where it's a chilly afternoon in Cedar Rapids as we get ready to draw the curtain on the 2018 college basketball season with the national championship game tonight. You can hear it right here coming up in about an hour and a half on Westwood One. Villanova and Michigan, both advancing to the final game of the season. One team will be able to hang a banner from the rafters in its arena. Mac McCausland joining us for the final time this year. Which team will be hanging that banner from the rafters, or as I just said moments ago, hanging the rafter from the banners?
I'm sure you're backwards, forward, forward, backwards. But in the end, it's still going to be Villanova. Now, in my pools, I have Michigan. But after watching Saturday, Villanova, they are playing well this time of year. And when you break it down, they're just better. Now, we'll see. I mean, Michigan still could win it, because anybody that gets this far has talent, has confidence. Quote unquote, they know how to win. But I just think one of the X factors is what I'll call a minus factor, and that's Xavier Simpson. He's the starting point guard. And what I have seen so far, even throughout the whole tournament, is the kid does not shoot and can't shoot and doesn't have confidence to shoot. So when it gets down to having five players out there, I think Villanova many times will be playing 5-on-4.
Now, I look at this Villanova team, Mac, and I go back to the West Virginia game where there was a lot of talk about what West Virginia's defense would do to Villanova, and they really struggled with it for a half, but they ended up scoring 90 points in that game, and it just seems like whatever opposing defenses try to do to Jalen Brunson and Villanova, it doesn't work. Michigan has a good defense. Is there any way that they can bother the Wildcats?
Well, I'm sure they can bother them, because their defense is really predicated on what I'll call a spread defense, like most teams are a spread offense. When you've got Wagner in there, or Wagner, he's not a post defender at all, as we saw against Loyola. I mean, Krutwig did a great job of really taking him inside and using his left hand or right hand. And I was a little surprised that Porter didn't use him more and more down the last 7-minute stretch. So going back to saying, what has Villanova got? They've got just tremendous, tremendous spacing that stays there. The middle guy, if you watch at the top of the key, that guy, when he gets the ball, unless it's the left-hander, it's going to be reversed quickly. So now the defense has to move 10, 15 feet, and then they kick it back over. They reverse it again. And like I say, the top guy is a reversal guy. He's not an offensive player, but he's making the next pass to the other side, where the defense then has to make a lot of decisions on the move. And when they make it on the move, if they don't close out early enough, it's a three-point shot. If they do close out, then that player takes one or two dribbles either to score or to kick it to the other side. I mean, that's their offense. And Jay is terrific with it.
Mac, what do you say to the critics who say Michigan had an easy path to the championship game tonight, and that's the only reason they're one of the two teams still standing?
Well, it certainly was by the numbers easier than anybody else. But by the same token, when you look at how they played, what they did, it's a team that's playing their best basketball, and they are a team, when you watch them, they are a Final Four team, and then it's just a matter of, am I better today than the other team? And then they go on to the final game. So I think they are well-deserved of being there. I love their defensive energy. I think it may be as good as anybody, including Villanova. It's whether they can be consistently good offensively. As we know, Wagner had maybe one of the best games ever in the Final Four. When you look at those numbers, and especially how he played. He played so under control, not dominating, not demanding everything, and he just took advantage, especially like the offensive rebounds, over an undersized Loyola team. Now you can say that was lucky, but he took care of it, so he was lucky where he should have been lucky. That team just, Loyola could not take care of that offensive board, defensive board situation where Wagner could.
Now, Mac, I promise I'm not asking this question to draw any parallels to any other sophomore that might be deciding whether or not to come back for their junior season, but Mo Wagner, after last year, had a decision to make as to whether he was going to come back or go to the NBA. How much money has he gained for himself by deciding to stay at Michigan for another year?
Well, I think, we watched tonight, and unfortunately, in some people's mind, this game will make that determination. But I don't think there's any question he's moved up to the lottery area where now you're talking guaranteed contracts and guaranteed salaries. So I definitely think he's made a couple million dollars this year by coming back to show he can play defense, get offensive rebounds, and not just be Dirk at 22 feet and shoot threes.
Talking college hoops with our basketball analyst Mac McCausland for the final time this season. Speaking of leaving early for the NBA, not great news for Big Ten basketball fans today. A couple more players leaving school, including Tony Carr at Penn State, which is a major, major blow to Pat Chambers' squad.
Yeah. He is probably, again, obviously first-team All-Big Ten, but he may be the guy that plays the best NBA-type game. I even said that back in December and January. He's a 6'6", ideal NBA guy, kind of a point guard, kind of a wing player, kind of a slasher, and then he's really a good shooter. He doesn't do anything exceptional yet, except be an exceptional NBA player. So him going, I'd say it was pretty much expected, especially after the tournament they had. And I wish him well, because he is a good player. I mean, I enjoyed watching him play in Iowa City or on TV.
The other news was that Jaren Jackson from Michigan State was going to head to the NBA draft. Is he right up there with some of the other elite level lottery picks as freshmen like DeAndre Ayton and Marvin Bagley and Mohamed Bamba?
Yep. Even without the announcement today, if you looked at mock drafts, he was probably anywhere between 7th and 12th. And I'm not so sure he isn't better than some of those players. I was a little surprised to see, I think his weight they listed was like 230. I think it's almost closer to 130 than 230. I think he's a pretty thin player that's going to put on a lot more weight, and he'll be much more effective in the NBA. And he's a terrific, terrific shooter. And then athletically, we've seen him, spike dunks, take the ball, double pump and have a dunk. And he's an exciting young kid that I'm sure, obviously, coaches are always looking at his team going, I don't know if these one-and-done rules are any good. No Bridges, and then having Jackson leave, it's a little tough for the Big Ten.
I want to talk about this for a second because you bring up the one-and-done rule, and I have been thinking about this a lot lately, about the lack of really minor league system in the NBA and the one-and-done rule, and kind of drawing parallels. Maybe it's apples to oranges with Major League Baseball, but could you imagine if the same rules were in place for MLB? You go to college for a year, and then you have to learn on the fly in Major League Baseball by going against Max Scherzer in your first at-bat or sitting on the bench. Does the NBA need a true minor league system to groom some of these 19-year-old kids?
Well, I think in the end, and this is just my opinion, really great players, you shouldn't restrict them from going to the NBA. On the other hand, you shouldn't hamper people by saying, you got to come to college, you got to stay here 1 year or 3 years. I kind of like the idea, quite frankly, of any player can decide what to do, go to college, or go to the NBA or G League or whatever, but then let the players make money off their own personality and their own ability of what the fan likes in terms of having autograph sessions, having personal appearances, coming to birthday parties for kids and being paid, but not have them be able to do that during the season. But now you're treating them more like what I would call a true employee. An employee makes X amount of money, which would be the scholarship. But an employee can also have a second job. The employee, if they're good, can do an instructional camp, that sort of thing. So I think there's a long ways to go to get the NBA and college and NCAA all together to make it equitable. But I do think that it's interesting that we have come so far literally in the last 2 or 3 years.
Mac, we're going to be talking with new Drake coach Darren DeVries coming up at the bottom of the hour. How well do you know him, and do you think that was a good hire by the Bulldogs?
I know him very well, obviously, being at Parkersburg, and I probably knew him since high school, and that if you're going to talk to him, tell him hi for me, because I actually texted him after he got the job, and I said, do you need an old guy to be the basketball operations guy? And he sent back a text that I will not repeat here. But now, Darren, I think he is a great, great hire. You know, he was at Creighton and been there a long time. And he's got a great feel for the Midwest, great feel for the Valley, like everybody. I think it'll be up to him what staff he wants to put together or can put together, other than having me there. But the other thing is just get aggressive recruiting and Drake's going to be fine. And I think that he understands that. He understands the, call it Iowa values, and I'm not talking University of Iowa, talking work ethic, respect for the game, and he'll get those type of kids. And he knows, like, you know, going against Jake for so many years, what did Jake do? How did he get there? Then he looks over at Wichita. How did you guys get to the top of the league? And then he can take a combination of recruiting great athletes and recruiting very good, smart players. I think Darren will be terrific. But like I say, do tell him hi for me.
Is Creighton kind of also in that discussion as far as the what Drake wants to be? A lot of similarities, maybe some apples to oranges there, yeah. But kind of that smaller school and in a bigger town in the state.
Yeah, I would think it's absolutely a parallel. But he, like I say, he'll understand. I've always thought this about Drake. When you fly in recruits, you are literally 2-3 miles from the campus. If you're Iowa State or Iowa, and you fly in a recruit, you're 20 miles from campus, you know, if you put him in a car and take him in. So I think Drake, and they have terrific businesses there to feed off of, that he'll be able to work, you know, as having some of his kids be interns or maybe principal or some other places, and just go out and He's a very, very personable kid, or I shouldn't say kid anymore, you know, 40 years old, and just work it. And I think he'll be terrifically successful since Tom Davis.
Mac, we haven't really taken an in-depth dive on the Iowa roster with you recently, but Ahmad Wagner's left the program. I think that comes as a surprise to some people. Brady Ellingson moving on. Tyler Cook looking at this point like he most likely will not be back as a Hawkeye, whether or not the NBA thing works out. If you're Fran McCaffrey, what do you do now suddenly with maybe a little bit more roster flexibility than you were expecting?
I think, again, you talk and you find out about fifth-year transfers, because you definitely want a couple scholarships for next year, or three, when you look at the talent in Bettendorf and Oskaloosa, or Tumwa, and you get, you know, those people to come in, you're going to be in pretty good shape, not even leaving the state. But you may want to go get a fifth-year guy right now. But if it isn't the guy you want, you don't want to do it, because you don't want to upset the chemistry of what's going on in Iowa City. Because I think those kids do have a pretty good feel for each other. They do have a strong camaraderie, appreciation of each other, regardless who left or why they left. You start looking at Nunji, Garza. That's pretty good to start. You got Bo Hannon and then Isaiah Moss, as well as the bench. It's going to be a pretty good group, I think, as you move forward.
Well, Mac, any final predictions before you leave us for the next several months?
You can call me next Monday, and we'll start to discuss the NBA. But other than that, I think tonight you have two of the very best in-game coaches. I think both of them have terrific systems. But again, I say, depending on the minutes that Xavier Simpson plays, I think the more minutes, it's the difficulty of them, Michigan, to overcome the fact he's not an offensive player. Because this should be an offensive game. Good defense, very good defense. But it is a game of scoring and shooters.
All right, last thought. The point spread tonight is 7. Would you take Villanova to cover the 7, or does Michigan keep it closer?
Michigan.
All right, there you go. From a man who sometimes...
Michigan, and that's because Michigan can win, whether they do or not. But if you say a team can win, then you take the points.
From our man who is sometimes in the desert of Las Vegas, but more often than not, north on 380. Mac McCausland, we appreciate it. Had fun talking basketball with you all year and looking forward to doing the same next.
Thanks, guys. Do appreciate it.
5:23, we will step aside and take a quick timeout. Just a reminder, if you're a Drake Bulldogs fan, coming up in about 10 minutes, we are going to be chatting with the new head coach of the Bulldogs, Darren DeVries, the man who didn't give Mac a spot on his staff there in Des Moines. We may have to put in a good word for Mac and see if we can. Although then if we do that, we probably lose Mac as a contributor. So I think I want to be selfish here and keep him. Plus tickets to see the Counting Crows. They're going to be at the U.S. Cellular Center. Yeah, that Counting Crows. They've been around for 25 years, and they're celebrating that fact with a tour this summer, a tour that stops in Cedar Rapids in September. Tickets aren't even on sale yet, but you can win them with us tonight. Before 6:30, be listening for your chance to win. Back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Linda Hass. Is your company's current payroll provider striking out? It's time to bring in relief. Switch to Future Systems, Inc., the most trusted payroll company in the corridor. From one employee to thousands of employees, Future Systems has the experience and expertise to save you time and money. Call in the big leaguers at Future Systems today at 800-453-5809 or learn more at future-systems.net.
Fixing your pavement can be more affordable than you think. Spring into action and stop dodging those cracks and potholes. Call Paint Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at pateasphalt.com.
Nothing quite like owning a high-end tool. Well, actually, maybe there is. How about saving up to 15% on that tool? It's the Acme Tool Sale this Friday and Saturday. Save on more than 60 of the world's best brands. Register to win a tool valued at $600. And talk shop with reps who are sure to have the best tips. Don't miss the Acme Tool Sale this Friday and Saturday. Do your best work.
Every personal record you achieve makes you want to set another and another and another. That's what it feels like to be a sales consultant at Zeta 2.9, the gym, and Smart FM. As your clients' businesses continue to win, you become even more passionate about helping them. And your success is supported by a bunch of sharp, creative, love this place people. We're adding someone to our tribe right now. So if you feel the way we do about this community, about working hard, and about helping local businesses, email steve at kzia.com to apply.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-471-4351.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-471-4351. That's 1-800-471-4351.
Back to the Todd Bromelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
I don't like it any more than you, man.
I mentioned the Blackhawks were doing something really cool before their game on Friday against the St. Louis Blues at the United Center, and I'm glad you wore your Blues sweater today because it reminded me to mention this. The Blackhawks a couple years ago started a program where they allow players to skate one final shift. They call it One More Shift, and it's a pregame recognition for alums that have made a tremendous impact on the team through the years. And you can think of guys like Steve Larmer and Al Secord, who were on the party line back in the day when I was a kid, and some of the other players, Jeremy Roenick, I think, has been honored. Well, the Blackhawks are going to have Stan Mikita skate one more shift on Friday. Mikita is one of the greatest players in the franchise's history, played 22 years with Chicago. He is 77 years old and has been diagnosed several years ago with dementia, and there are reports that he's not exactly in the greatest of health. And so they're going to honor him on Friday night before their game with the Blues, and his grandsons, Charlie, Billy, and Tommy, will take the ice on his behalf. So it should be a really emotional night there at the United Center. Now, for those of us who never got to see Stan Mikita play, he did retire the year that I was born. You may remember him from his role in pop culture. The donut shop in Wayne's World was named after Stan Mikita. You seen Wayne's World?
I have not.
You have not. Then I can't ask you who the manager, who played the manager of the donut shop in Wayne's World.
Because I wouldn't know.
None other than Mr. Al Bundy himself from Married with Children. I'm just going TV inside of TV inside of TV. Kyle's dialed into the computer there. He's looking at the Cubs-Reds game. I hope things have turned around for them. He's got another big board update for you right now. Here's Kyle.
Iowa baseball got a big series victory this weekend on the road at 22nd-ranked Illinois, taking 2 out of 3, including a 7-5 victory on Friday, thanks largely to Robert Nystrom going 3-for-4 with a home run and a 4-2 comeback victory yesterday behind a strong start from Cole McDonald and timely hitting late in the game. The Hawkeyes are now 16-9 and 3-2 in the Big Ten with all three victories against ranked opponents. Iowa football won an in-state recruiting battle over the weekend over Cedar Falls linebacker Jack Campbell. He visited the campus in Iowa City, and the 6'4", 210-pounder was set to be a Hawkeye by the time he left. He's a three-star, the sixth-ranked recruit in Iowa, and chose Iowa over Iowa State and Minnesota. The Colonels solidified their opening day roster yesterday, and this year's team will be the first to feature two first-round picks since 2010, those being top overall pick shortstop Royce Lewis and outfielder Alex Kirilloff. There are eight top 20 prospects in all, including pitchers Blaine Enloe and Tyler Watson, and position players Akil Badu, Jose Miranda, Andrew Bechtold, and David Benuelos. The Rough Riders dropped a pair of games over the weekend, 4-2 in Dubuque on Friday, and 5-4 in a shootout at home to the Chicago Steel on Saturday. We're off the air tonight at 6:30 as we pick up coverage of the national title game between Michigan and Villanova. You can hear coverage on all three KGYM frequencies, and that game is set to tip off around 8:20.
All right, keep it right here, college basketball fans, Drake Bulldogs fans. We're going to have the Applington native and new head coach of the Drake Bulldogs, Darren DeVries. He's set to join the program next. Also on the way before 6:30 tonight, a pair of tickets to see the Counting Crows at the U.S. Cellular Center. They are coming to town on their 25-year anniversary tour. Tickets are not even on sale yet. The pre-sale begins tomorrow morning, so this is a win 'em before you can buy 'em situation. I feel like I'm down the hall on a real radio station, Z102.9 here, giving away these win 'em before you can buy 'em. See, I know all the terms. You hang around the building long enough, you pick up some knowledge. That's before 6:30 tonight when we step aside to join up with West 1's coverage of the national championship game. Our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast. Who wins tonight's title game, Michigan or Villanova? Vote now and check out Emil's Hideaway. They are behind the Taco John's next to the Home Depot. Darren DeVries, new coach of the Drake Bulldogs, joins us next.
This bottom of the hour sports beat is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle. Learn more at ncsei.com.
You'll find more and more companies in the IT business charging a flat rate to their client each month, but we don't have that here. I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. We would never charge somebody just to have a relationship with them, only for services that we provide, because we really value the relationship that we have with our clients.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
Good luck, Michigan. I'm not sure there's anything else one can say to the Wolverines as they get ready to play Villanova tonight for the national title. Just good luck. And by that, I mean hope like heck that Villanova isn't hitting what seems like every single three-pointer they take against you, because that's what it seemed like they did to Kansas Saturday. It got so bad, in fact, the Lawrence, Kansas Police Department tweeted this, quote, "We've deployed our officers out to Massachusetts Street, roughly one officer for every three-pointer Nova has hit, so about 200, end quote. Quote. I've never seen anything like it. They had zero intent to shoot from inside the arc. They hit 13 threes in the first half. That tied a Final Four record for made threes in a game. They hit five more in the second half. 18 for 40 overall. 40. But this is Nova. Like the Rockets in the NBA, just keep firing. And they have so many players who can hit them, they're deadly. No team or police force can slow them. You can only hope that they all go ice cold. So again, good luck, Michigan. In 60 seconds, I'd like to thank the Celtics and the Raptors.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now. Without the contract or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Here in the next couple of weeks, the NBA playoffs fire up, and the West will be the best. Isn't that a lock? Houston feels like the favorite, but how can anybody count out the Warriors, especially when Steph comes back? And then you have Russ and the Thunder, still have Pop in San Antonio. Is Portland legit? All of that. Then there's the East. Cleveland likely no longer the beast of the East, but certainly still a player. But for what? The NBA title we know goes through the West. So I'd like to thank the Raptors and Celtics for what they gave us on Saturday, an entertaining game with a little fire at the end, tempers flaring between two teams who feel like they might be the new Cavs. Now, I'll likely snooze through most of the Eastern Conference playoffs, really just so I can stay awake for the West, but maybe Toronto and Boston will be worth watching if they play one another. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
There are two ways to pour motor oil. The hard way, which can get messy. Or the easy way, introducing Valvoline in the new Easy Pour bottle, featuring a redesigned easy pull tap and spout and anti-glug tube. Now, the proven protection you expect from Valvoline is even easier to pour. Faster, cleaner, proven. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Valvoline, since 1866. Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Max Life in a filter for $25.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
Your washing machine died. A puddle forms on the floor, sending you running to the home improvement store, where you see the stainless steel machine of your dreams. For a minute, you're glad your old washer died, until you see the price of the new one. And now you die a little. Don't let those big box retailers leak on your dreams. Swing by Rent-A-Center or go to rentacenter.com and get the big brands you want for small payments you can afford, all without credit. Rent-A-Center. Big brands. Small payments. Rental purchase transactions. See store for details.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
That's the most asinine marketing I've ever heard of.
The Chicago Cubs, thank you, Harry, have just tied a recent record. They are striking out at an alarming rate through the first five games of the season. Now on par with the 2009 Washington Nationals for the most strikeouts by an NL team through its first five games. They hired a new hitting coach in the offseason, Chili Davis. So I guess you could say the bats are a little chilly right now. Yeah, it didn't work on Twitter either. You can follow me at Todd Brommelkamp, or you can continue to listen to the program for the next 55 minutes for your chance to take home tickets to see not the Cubs, but the Counting Crows. They're coming to Cedar Rapids in September. I believe it's the 18th, if I have that concert date written down correctly. The U.S. Cellular Center tickets go on sale. The pre-sale begins tomorrow, and you can win those with us, as a matter of fact, well, let's say within the next 20 minutes or so. Joining us on the program right now, a guy who's phone's probably been ringing quite a lot in the last couple weeks. That's new Drake men's basketball coach Darren DeVries, the former UNI basketball player, taking the time to join us here in Eastern Iowa. And Darren, before we get too far into this, we just finished up a conversation with Mac McCausland not too long ago. He's our basketball analyst during the hoop season, and he wanted us to put in one last good word for a spot on your staff with him as a basketball basketball ops guy. I think he said he'd run and get you dinner, be a general gopher. He just wants to work for you. So I said no promises, but we were going to put in one last good word for him.
I appreciate that.
I wouldn't hire him either, Darren. What's the last couple days been like for you, man? This is great. A longtime assistant at Creighton, finally getting a head coaching opportunity, and it's coming in your home state.
Yeah, it's been incredibly exciting. It's been a lot of phone calls and text messages and emails that I'm trying to keep up with and get back to people on. But the support and stuff has been really overwhelming. So it's uh, it's been exciting, and we're just starting to kind of roll our sleeves up and be able to get to work now, and we got a busy spring in front of us.
Coach, you were at Creighton for a long time as an assistant. Why was now the right time to make the move, and why is Drake the right place for you?
Yeah, Creighton's just been a place I've always felt at home, and it's close to home for me. And for 20 years, my family and I have really come to fall in love with Omaha and Creighton. And I've just never wanted to leave that spot for anything other than something else that would be very similar for my family and I. And Drake has always been a spot that I just felt like we would all be, really excited about as a family. And there's my vision for what Drake can be is something that looks eerily like what Creighton and Omaha became over the years. And I just think there's so much potential here at this program and university and the city that I can't wait to explore what we can do here.
Darren DeVries joining us on the program. You played for the legendary Eldon Miller in Cedar Falls when you were at UNI. What did you take from him as far as any sort of coaching philosophy goes or any life lessons?
Well, I think the biggest thing you always took from Eldon is the way you do things, the way you handle yourself. I think almost every team meeting we ever had with Coach was, he talked about things outside of basketball as much as he talked about things on the floor. I know we had one of our first team meetings today, and it's that's something I've always carried with me. I want our guys to be awesome in the walls and the athletic complex, but I want them to be just as good outside these walls. And I think that goes a long ways in trying to be successful. And if you want your team to be successful on the floor, I think if they're successful out away from the arena and when no coach is around, if they can do all the right things, then you have a better chance of them doing the right things for you when they're on the court. And that's going to be a big part of what we want our program to be about. And just seeing guys achieve at the highest levels in all phases of life.
I think I read somewhere where he was one of the reasons why you wound up at Creighton. I think he made a call on your behalf to try to get you on the staff there. Is that right?
Yeah, I think he had to make several calls. The problem was I self-inflicted some wounds on my own part during one of our games when I was playing at Northern Iowa. I shushed the crowd a little bit after making a three, and Coach Altman had remembered that. So it took Coach Miller calling back a few times to insist that that I wasn't that bad a guy, and he should bring me onto his staff. So he finally wore him down, and he gave in on it.
Now, Coach, I think there are a lot of parallels you can draw between Drake and Creighton as far as the culture that was instilled. How many, as far as what you want to do at Drake, how many parallels can you draw between what Coach Altman and Coach McDermott have built at Creighton and what you want to do at Drake?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just having a foundation of recruiting, and a large part of that at Creighton when we got it going was they had a lot of Iowa kids. And if you can keep those kids in the state, and obviously Northern Iowa's done a tremendous job recruiting kids in the state, so we got to be able to get our fair share of local guys and Midwest guys and start it from there, and then you can branch out within that. But the core of our program has to be rooted very deeply from the inside out in terms of your recruiting base. And that's going to be a big part of whether we can be successful or not, is how successful we are out on the recruiting trails as we go head to head with people in the region.
How much has the Valley landscape changed since Creighton was a member of the MVC?
The names have changed a couple without Creighton, without Wichita, but obviously the success hasn't, with what Loyola has done this year and Wichita in the years before. The Valley's just always been able to survive and be, just a dominant basketball league, a really good basketball league from top to bottom. You see just good players, good coaches every year. The league is so well coached. I think that's what people don't understand about this league is you have to earn every win, and guys do such a good job of having their teams ready. So it's certainly going to be a big challenge and something I'm looking forward to. Just looking forward to having our teams compete and play at a high level and seeing where we can grow it to.
What were the first couple things you wanted to make sure that you got accomplished when you took the job?
I think the biggest thing is just establishing that we want to be a big part of the Des Moines community. That's really important to me. You can't survive or you can't grow a program without a lot of help from people within your community, just, you know, doing above and beyond what they really are required to do. They just kind of do it because they want to, and they want to be a part of what we have going. So we've really tried hard to reach out to people in terms of we want them to feel like they're a part of it and they're engaged in it. And when you do that, then you can do some other things that allow you to have some more resources to be successful. So that's been the first few days, is just trying to get that message out that we want this to be Des Moines' team. And whether you're a longtime season ticket holder or if you're just a casual fan, we would love just to have people be a part of us in any way that we can.
Do you have a timeline in mind for getting your staff put together and when you want to hit the ground running?
Yeah, we should have somebody hired here very shortly in the next day or two, and another guy probably shortly after that. Got a pretty good feel for that, and then our third assistant probably in the next couple weeks. So I'm hopeful we can have it all wrapped up for sure by the end of April, if not before then.
What kind of coach and person do you want to surround yourself with when you put together your staff?
You know, I really want some just high energy, good character guys, you know, guys that love to be on the floor, love to be out in the community. You know, I think guys that do a good job with players in terms of just interaction and stuff, they seem to carry that over well when they're, you know, out there, you know, promoting the program and things. So at the end of the day, when you have a connected staff that is all engaged and all in on the same things that we want to get accomplished, I think then that leads to your team being more connected. And when you have that, when you have your staff well connected, your players well connected, you can accomplish a lot of things. And then those guys, I just want them to have really good positive energy and have that cloud around us of feeling like we can get something done and do something.
New Drake basketball coach Darren DeVries joining us on the program. If I'm not mistaken, I think you played football in Applington, correct? I know your brother was probably a little bit better of a football player than you were, but what was it like playing for Ed Thomas? And have you taken any lessons from your time with Coach Thomas forward into your coaching career?
Yeah, it was, I think the same things. You know, I've been very blessed to have had Coach Thomas and Eldon Miller, Dana Altman, Greg McDermott. Those are all a lot of the people, you know, Bill Dorn and Speed Lindbergh were my high school basketball coaches. But, you know, Coach Thomas is all, what he did every day, and it didn't matter whether you were a starter or, you know, a guy that got in just for one kickoff a year. He had the same expectation level for everybody in terms of way they handled themselves, the way they interacted in the community. I've always carried that with me because he never wavered on it. You know, if it was a captain that, you know, cussed in practice, he ran the fence just like anybody else would. And those are the type of little things, but those little things all kind of made a big difference in the way his teams interacted and the way their leadership eventually was structured. Because when you start, what would happen then is juniors and seniors now, he didn't have to really tell people anymore because they knew juniors and seniors did that the way it was supposed to be done. So they did all the teaching for him in terms of this is the way we do it and there's no exceptions. And when you get that to that point where the coaches don't have to lead the locker room and the upperclassmen do, that's when you got things going in the right direction.
Now, Coach, you mentioned you want your players having positive energy, and it's interesting you're going to be taking over a roster that loses a lot of seniors. But for those players that are returning, how do you kind of bring back that positive energy after this program took a big step forward and that natural inclination is kind of, oh, well, we took a step forward, now we have a new coach?
Yeah, it's hard, and they lost a lot of seniors this year, and and they had a big recruiting class that is going to be diminished here a little bit. So there's going to be some challenges ahead with that. But at the same time, if our mindset is right and our attitude's right, I don't know where we'll be wins and losses right away per se. But I do know that if our guys will just come out and compete and play at a high level the way I know that they can, I think the progress will be just in watching them play and watching them develop over the year. And as the program continues to move forward, hopefully those wins will follow the way our guys compete every night. And that's ultimately what I want this program to be about, is just, we got a certain level of competitiveness, toughness, and togetherness that, you know, fans enjoy coming and watching. They just have an appreciation for how much these guys put into it.
Michigan or Villanova tonight? Who winds up hanging that banner from the rafters?
I got Villanova by double digits.
I think a lot of people do. Hey, Coach, we appreciate you taking the time to join us here in Eastern Iowa, and it sounds like you're a pretty easy guy to root for, and I think you're going to have a solid backing there and a long career at Drake. Best of luck to you.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
That's new Drake basketball coach Darren DeVries taking the time to join us here on the night of the national championship game to promote his program and talk a little bit about the influences in his life, and certainly has had a number of them going back to Applington Parkersburg and Ed Thomas, and then playing for the great Eldon Miller at UNI, and spending the better part of two decades in Omaha at Creighton with Dana Altman and then Greg McDermott. And he had wanted the Drake job two other times and didn't get it. So the third time is the charm, the old adage.
I know that a lot of mid-major schools talk about Gonzaga being that model program that everybody wants to emulate. But for Drake, I think that you can, I've said this a couple times, but you can look no further than what Creighton has done. Similar type cities, Omaha and Des Moines are similar. Small schools who kind of are the secondary entertainment for the city. And if Coach DeVries can bring that any a percentage of that type of success to Drake, I think that's kind of what the ceiling is for that program, and that's what they want to be, a contender year in and year out. And if hopefully he can get them to that point, because that'd be fun for the entire state of Iowa.
You can hear the game tonight between Michigan and Villanova, all three of our frequencies, 1600 AM as well as 106.3 and 107.5 FM. We will join Westwood One's presentation tonight at 6:30, so about 35 minutes from now, we'll be stepping out of the KGYM studios and bringing you tonight's title game. Who wins? That's the subject of our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. You can check out the game tonight on one of their mini TVs. Emil's is located on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's, next to the Home Depot. 7 minutes in front of the hour is 6 o'clock. We will take a quick timeout. When we come back, Kyle is going to have another big board update for you, including an update on the Cubs' futility against now the Cincinnati Reds. You look at the schedule and you think, hey, opening the year against the Marlins and then going to the Reds, setting up quite well. Well,
baseball's a weird game, Todd.
Baseball is a weird game, and it is a long season. And if you are hitting the panic button right now, please, please don't do it. Just don't, because you're going to drive yourself nuts. It's April 2nd. Imagine how much hair you'll have torn out by the time the All-Star break rolls around. 319-366-1600. Back with more after this.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs. And now those parts and supplies come with more savings when you sign up for the AutoZone Rewards Program. You'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more five times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $28.99. Or upgrade to a Mobil 1 filter for $3 more. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Sports and rock and roll go together like wings and beer. Cubs and Cardinals, Hawkeyes and Cyclones. John Fogerty's center field is in the Baseball Hall of Fame. The infamous disco demolition at Comiskey. Moments you can remember, like U2 at Soldier Field. It's your tailgate playlist. Sports and rock and roll. That camaraderie is alive and kicking right here in the corridor. For sports fans who love smart rock, it's Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
This is Twins first baseman Joe Mauer, the legendary legend of legend, baseball son of the Twin Cities. Minnesota lore foretold of his greatness, and it couldn't have been more correct. He stands among us today, part myth, part man, all Minnesotan, all-star, five-time Silver Slugger, three-time Gold Glover, MVP, and one hell of a nice guy. That is Joe Mauer. This is How We Baseball. Get your tickets to see Mauer and the Twins at twinsbaseball.com.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
Let's keep that on the down low. It's not exactly street legal.
Neither is the Cubs lineup right now. That thing is not street legal. 5:55, great day of baseball so far. Cardinals an 8-4 winner over the Brewers. Detroit has beaten Kansas City 6-1. Poor Cal Eldred, former contributor on the gym class, new pitching coach for the Kansas City Royals.
It's a tough assignment right now.
It is not going very well in Kansas City. And our friends, the Minnesota Twins, you can hear them all summer long on 107.5 FM. They fall to the Pirates today, 5-4 at PNC Park. So not a great debut for Lance Lynn. He was taken yard for a grand slam by Colin Moran. Did I leave out? I'm being told that I left out one of the final scores from Major League Baseball earlier today. You are right. Thank you very much. The Mets and the Phillies were postponed. I may have overlooked the 1-0 final in Cincinnati. My apologies for that. Cincinnati beat whoever the Reds were playing today 1-0. Here now with a big board update is Kyle, who may or may not be a fan of the team that got beat 1-0.
Iowa baseball got a big series victory this weekend on the road at 22nd-ranked Illinois, taking 2 out of 3, including a 7-5 victory on Friday, thanks largely to Robert Nystrom going 3-for-4 with a home run and a 4-2 comeback victory yesterday behind a strong start from Cole McDonald and some timely hitting late in the game. The Hawkeyes are now 16-9 and 3-2 in the Big Ten with all three victories against ranked opponents. Iowa football won an in-state recruiting battle over the weekend over Cedar Falls linebacker Jack Campbell. He visited the campus in Iowa City, and the 6'4", 210-pounder was set to be a Hawkeye by the time he left. He's a 3-star and the 6th-ranked recruit in Iowa and chose Iowa over Iowa State and Minnesota. The Colonels solidified their opening day roster yesterday, and this year's team will be the first to feature 2 first-round picks since 2010, those being top overall pick shortstop Royce Lewis and outfielder Alex Kirilloff. There are 8 top 30 prospects in all, including pitchers Blaine Enloe and Tyler Watson, and position players Akil Badu, Jose Miranda, Andrew Bechtold, and David Banuelos. The Rough Riders dropped a pair of games over the weekend, 4-2 in Dubuque on Friday, and 5-4 in a shootout at home to the Chicago Steel on Saturday. We're going to be off the air tonight at 6:30 as we pick up coverage of the national title game between Michigan and Villanova. You'll be able to hear coverage on all 3 KGYM frequencies, and that game's set to tip off around 8:20.
Yeah, a big weekend, for the Iowa baseball program. They are now inside the top 40 in terms of RPI. They are scheduled on Wednesday to play Grandview at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. They have moved that game to 3:05 due to the projected cold temperatures. Originally, it was supposed to be a 6:05 first pitch on Wednesday. So if you were planning on going to the Iowa Grandview baseball game on Wednesday, note that they have moved it up to a little earlier in the afternoon, 3:05. Right now, we'll take caller number 6 to 319